How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena Jim, how are you today?
Kia ora Rachel, I'm well. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I think we're talking about something that suits the weather as well. Bit of water this morning on Greening Out.
Yeah, we're talking all things water. How to water your garden, and I guess more importantly, when.
Yeah, good things to know. I feel like it's deceptively easy. I always just sort of, kind of forget sometimes to water my garden. What's your kind of general tips about making sure you're doing it right?
So I guess kind of like an introductory thing. If you're planting new plants or seedlings, you want to soak them in first. You don't want to plant them in dry.
Right.
Soaking kind of helps them. Helps their roots kind of activate, and once you've got them in the ground, don't leave them for too long. You want to put them in the ground and you want to give them a deep soaking. So really, really saturate them. Deep watering, especially over the first few weeks, helps plant roots establish and go deeper into the earth.
Nice.
Deeper roots basically equal healthier plants. So it can take like weeks to months depending on what you're planting to properly establish and rely less heavily on water. So it's always good to look up what you're trying to plant and look up like basic, water requirements of them, because they each have their own, like a lot of things are really drought tolerant, but even the most like drought tolerant plants will need soaking and watering in deeply initially.
So when you say watering in deeply, what does that actually look like? How long do you have to be standing there with the hose or the watering can?
Yeah, so it's different. So, it's different for indoor plants if you're in pot plants or outdoor. If you're on outdoor, like, a good rule of thumb is to, like, just soak it. Like, hold the hose on its, like, rain simulation novel, the shower one, and just have it there for, like, I don't know, like, maybe 5 to 10 seconds per plant. Like, if you imagine how much water is coming out of there, you want to give it, you don't want to just spray across the top of the soil and it looks wet, but it doesn't actually penetrate deep down. And I think that's quite a common mistake that people have in their garden, is they just kind of like hold the hose down and spray it over, maybe make some little rainbows and zone out a bit, but it doesn't really get down to the roots where you want the water to be.
Okay.
Like watering leaves and stuff is great, but you really want that water to be available to the root system of the plant.
So when we talk about like watering, I think what you just said then sounds like how I often end up watering my garden when I'm a bit lazy, but how do you know you've got it deep enough? Should you be testing the soil to see how wet it is below the surface, or what would be your general rule of thumb there?
I mean, you just kind of got to feel it out if you're outdoors as well, like, and be use some like common sense. So I wouldn't water my garden today. It's getting its own water, but I just generally like to, I don't know, connect with the plant and kind of feel when it needs. I know that's a bit airy fairy, but
no, it's good.
You can't if you've got a vegetable garden or you've got your whatever you're planting. Just saturate them. Get them real soaked. And don't do it all the time. So infrequent deep watering is far, far better than going out there every day and just like, spraying your nozzle over the top of it and then you're done.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't really do much. But that kind of like follows on a little bit from what we've talked about as well with like worm tea or worm juice. And also mulching. One of the reasons why mulching your garden is so key is to help protect that top layer of soil and help it stop the water evaporating. So it basically holds more water in to be available for your plant roots.
Now, with the type of water that you use on your garden, I know that kind of makes a difference. Obviously, rainwater itself, when it's raining on the garden, there's all the nutrients that are going straight in there. But what if we hit a patch of super dry weather? Is there any tips for making sure that the water going into the garden is still bringing the right types and nutrients in there? You got any hot tips on that one?
Well, I mean, you can, like, there's lots of different ways you can collect rainwater when it's abundant to have it when it's not so abundant. And there's all manner of different ways to do that. And a lot of them cost quite a bit of money. But what I have at home is just a I found a barrel from, I think, I don't know, behind a supermarket or something. And I went into my local hardware store and talked to a very helpful person who basically got me all these fittings, and at the bottom of the barrel I've attached a little nozzle. So it's not big, I think it's like, I don't know, 240 or 300 litres, like around the size of like a council recycling bin.
Yeah, nice.
But I've just connected that up to my drain pipe, so it fills up very quickly. But it does, like, you know, in droughts, it does give you an extra, you know, few hundred litres of water. And you can rig up systems that are bigger than that on very cheap, like on found or salvaged materials. So I guess another way, if you're doing indoor gardening, like you've got your houseplants or pot plants, whatever you want to do, is just being kind of wise to water. So in the past, it sounds kind of weird, but I've had like a jug or whatever in the shower, and it's just collected a lot of water that's going to go down the drain. And I've used that to water the plants in my bathroom. Things like if you're washing rice, I don't know how much rice people cook, I cook quite a lot of it, but that rice wash, you can absolutely use that in your garden. So I guess just being a bit water wise and thinking, you know, the water that's going down the drain, could you use that to you know, grow your plants better?
Yeah, very, very good. I think being water wise is always a good thing, and we kind of go through phases of being conscious of it and not so conscious of it. We've had a text from someone who wants to know, is there such a thing as too much water on your outdoor garden? I know that it's not good for all your houseplants to get too much water necessarily, but what about my veggie patch, but worried about my tomatoes in this rain?
Yeah, I mean, totally. You can absolutely water your garden outside too much. It kind of depends on your soil type as well. So, like, in Point Chev, it's really clay soils, and the water table is quite high. So you don't actually have to dig down too far till the water's, like, perpetually wet. Whereas a suburb like Mount Eden generally has really lush, free-draining volcanic soil.
Mm.
So you shouldn't really have too much, too many issues if you're gardening in Mount Eden. You're very fortunate to do that. It's a lovely place to garden, but
well, that's why it was a very abundant market garden before colonial interruption as well on Maungafo too. There were heaps of gardens by the pa there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's some of Tamaki has some of the world's, like, most important soils, especially out like Pukekohe way.
Mm.
And I guess that's one of the trade-offs of needing to build housing and just ruining this, like, world-class soil with I don't know, subdivisions. So that's kind of a broader topic that's, yeah.
We can get right into that one. Someone has texted in about chemicals in tap water. Should we be aware of that around plants that are more sensitive? Things like chlorine and stuff used to treat the water. Is that something that you worry about in your garden much, Jim?
Nah, not at all. I mean, it's nothing I can control, and it doesn't seem to affect any of my plants or anything I've grown. So tap water, fine. It's the same water that's in your hose. So, I mean, everyone around Auckland's using their hose, so I think there's nothing to worry about there. I guess one of the things with overwatering as well, especially in houseplants, is overwatering will generally kill your plants much quicker than underwatering.
Right.
And the signs can look the same. So some of the signs that you're overwatering may be like yellowing or browning of the leaves kind of curling up. Things like peacefully. I use them indoors as kind of like an indicator plant when the rest of my plants need water. So I treat my indoor plants pretty rough. when the peace lily's wilted and looks awful, that's when I give it a drink and give the rest of the plants a drink, and then it perks right up. So,
nice.
So I guess it's important to not, like, a lot of people, they really care for their indoor plants, you know, like it's a nice thing to have. But I think maybe people can care too much about them, and they need a bit of
killing it with kindness.
Like, you know?
Killing
exactly.
it with kindness.
And I guess ways to check is you can always, like, dig down in the soil with your finger, and if you feel water in there, if it feels wet, you don't need to water it. Or if there's, like, sometimes in indoor plants you see little mushrooms popping up, generally a sign that it's, like, quite a wet environment.
Yeah.
And maybe you should skip watering that day, or use a chopstick. That's another really good method. Poke it into the soil, and if it comes out, you can kind of see the tips of it. If it is wet, or, you know, the soil sticking to it, then you probably don't need to water. But if it comes out the same chopstick as you put it in, then yeah, give it a water.
This is maybe how we can save the 95 BFM Peace Lily, which is looking a little bit tragic at the moment.
That Peace Lily's been through a lot.
let it dry out and let it wilt, and then give it a water. So I guess check the soil and see if it's wet. They're a pretty hardy plant. Like they don't need a lot. You could be overwatering it or underwatering it. I'm guessing you're overwatering it.
I would say it's overwatering. I think we've got a lot of people who are like, oh no, the poor peace lily, I'll just chuck
it's
a cup
dying.
Of water on that.
exactly. And I think that's really common in flats or offices or business spaces when you have plants, because people really care for them. It connects us. So if everyone's really caring for them, maybe too much, then it's not great.
Tragic.
Poor little peace lily. Hey, Jim, thank you for your water tips this morning. It's definitely a good time in Tāmaki to go and collect a bit of rainwater if you're feeling up to it today, you know, particularly while we get this big storm pass over us, and then you'll be sorted for the rest of the summer, really.
Yeah, get up there with your cups and saucers and, you know, do your thing.
Excellent. Hey, Jim, have a lovely rest of your morning, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95 BFM.